Welcome to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 4th, 2007. We are here to respond to the decades-long call to action on the American people by the mainstream media, and that is go to sleep, be hypnotized, don't get active in your community, your city, your county, your state. Just lay back, turn on the TV, ease back in the lazy boy, and grab the remote control and a beer, and don't do anything about what's going on in your country. So we are here to respond to that call to action. It's decades long, been going on for way too long, and we need to make a change, and we are having a huge effect and making a difference. We've had a great big week here in Austin, Texas, with events at the Capitol. 4 days out of five, and for all I know, there were things going on Monday that I probably didn't know about because there is so much going on that I can't even keep track of it all. But I do know that on Tuesday, Farm and Ranch Freedom activists were down there fighting the NIS and the animal RFID programs that were actually slated to start in summer of 2006. So we've actually got legislation that's coming up to help prevent that. I'll talk about that in more detail here upcoming after the first break. And on Wednesday, I know that Vote Rescue activists were down there at the Capitol here in Austin, Texas, fighting to stop electronic vote fraud, fighting for a true and real and honest style and type of election, which is only one way, and that is hand-counted paper ballots, all in public, where the public can see everything that's going on with these paper ballots and hand-count them. And also on Thursday, a giant hearing in the Senate of the state of Texas. One of our allies, John Corona, Senator John Corona here in the state of Texas, that at least at this point is friendly to our activities with trying to stop freeways from being converted to toll roads and also in working to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. He is the chairman of the Transportation and Homeland Security Committee in the Senate here in Texas, so he does have a powerful chairmanship. However, there were some other people on that dais on Thursday that I'll talk about further also in the show, one of which including Kirk Watson, and one of the sit-ins that came in from the House of Representatives on that panel was none other than Mike Cruzy himself, whose district is right here where I broadcast from, here in Round Rock, Texas, known as Williamson County District 52. He was one of the characters that we tried to take out election-wise in the primary in 2006. Maybe we'll talk about that in the later on in the show. Also, that big Senate hearing on Thursday, we learned a lot of things from that. I'll go further detail into that as the show progresses. And on Friday, the cherry on top of the whole pie and the cake was our huge freedom-related Christian Patriot rally. The main two focus and focal points were the Trans-Texas Corridor, stopping that, and stopping animal RFID. We had, during the five-hour-long event, actually it was probably a little bit longer, people started showing up at the barbecue place at 11 a.m. on Friday, and then the event didn't wrap up till I guess around 6 p.m. So altogether, for those that got there from the very beginning and stayed till the very end, that was probably at least 7 hours of activities. And one of the big features was Jimmy Vaughn, Grammy Award-winning Jimmy Vaughn, guitarist here in Austin, that helps us on a lot of freedom-related causes, was down there and played his new song, Shackles on Me, right there in front of the Capitol. And I learned Friday a week ago, from going down to the Capitol with Sal Costello, and him and I and Ashley distributed the movie called Truth Be Told, done by William Molina out of San Antonio, based out of Bexar County down there in San Antonio, Texas, a video called Truth Be Told, which is all about the Trans-Texas Corridor and also about freeways being usurped and made into toll roads. But we went down there, and Sal Costello, Ashley, and myself distributed those DVDs to each and every House of Representatives member, Senate, Lieutenant Governor, and the Governor's office. And I knew now where the Governor's office was. The Governor's office was right above our rally. The shutters to the windows were open, and there were faces being poked up to the glass. All right, when we come back from this break, grab your pencil and paper during the commercial break, because I'll be talking about upcoming events. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Restoring the Republic with Richard Reeves.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. And right off the bat, I'd like to thank Manny for producing the show. Appreciate you being here, Manny. Thank you. And starting off with some announcements. Okay, folks, I just learned on Thursday evening, which would have been, I believe that would have been March 1st, Thursday evening, I just learned that the Texas legislature, their deadline to file any new legislation will be this coming Friday. So we've got between now and Friday to try to get some legislation filed. And one of the groups that started yesterday is fluoridefreeaustin.com, fluoridefreeaustin.com. And when you spell fluoride, it's F-L-U-O-R-I-D-E. So, folks, Anton Smith had about 14 or 15 folks there show up at Brave New Books yesterday at 1904 Guadalupe. And I think they've got a good launch. But initially, they were just going to focus on trying to get the fluoride removed out of Austin's water and just work here locally. And they will do that. But hopefully, maybe they won't need to if they can get some legislation passed at the state level. So we talked about that yesterday at Brave New Books. They're going to be working to get some state legislation passed, or at least a bill submitted. There are only 5 or 6 days before the deadline. We didn't know that. Of course, most of us in the Patriot Movement, Freedom Movement, aren't particularly politically savvy. We're not usually political animals, although thankfully we're having some people that are knowledgeable in this realm start to join us, which that's going to be really helpful in the future, and I'll discuss more about that with the discussion about Friday's events. But anyway, if you're available to help, because it's kind of an emergency situation with Anton Smith and his group, fluoridefreeaustin.com, and they'll be trying to put together an informational packet ASAP to try to deliver probably Monday or Tuesday to the state capitol and get to every state rep, every state senator, the lieutenant governor's office, and I'm sure the governor's office as well, to try to bring up to speed all these folks at the capitol about the dangers of fluoride in our water, which are myriad. If you listen to last week's show, we had Anton Smith talking about the dangers of fluoride. Okay, another event that I know is happening is go to voterescue.org. VoteRescue.org, and get with them, email them, phone call them. There's phone numbers on that website to contact Vicki Karp or Karen Rennick, because they do have another public hearing at the state capitol on Wednesday, and I don't have the details about the morning time or what time they're going to meet. I don't know if it's morning or afternoon, so it's important to go to VoteRescue.org, email or phone call somebody there with VoteRescue.org and get information about when they need people down there for this public event at the Capitol. Now, also, one of the things that will be going on tomorrow for folks that are here local in Central Texas, if you've got cable access TV at your home or a friend of yours that you can watch cable access TV, tomorrow Vicki Karp and Karen Rennick will be on the air with me live on Channel 10 at 9 p.m., on cable access TV here in Austin, Texas. So, folks, if you're around here and you can tune into that, that would be great, because we'll have a full report about what's going on with VoteRescue.org and their fight to restore a true and honest and clean vote by getting hand-counted paper ballots back in every ballot box here in Texas, if we can do it. And I think we can with their efforts. They're doing a tremendous job, and it just takes more people to step up and help volunteer to get the job done. I think they may hopefully have some legislation pending. We'll learn more about that tomorrow night. So if you can tune in to Cable Access Channel 10 tomorrow night at 9 p.m., we'll get a full report from Vicki Karp and Karen Rennick on Frontline Texas, AustinTollParty.com edition is the name of that show. So tune in for that. One event that's happening on March 14th, on Wednesday, March 14th, jot this down. As a matter of fact, one of the things I want to talk about today are First Amendment issues, and this relates to that, because what we want to do is stop the corporate takeover of public access television, and we need to tell the Telecommunications Commission no to the plan that would commercialize the station and destroy free speech. They're trying to destroy free speech at cable access TV. So there's going to be a meeting March 14th at 7 p.m., and that's at the new City Hall here in Austin, Texas. And you can sign up to speak or just hold up a sign that would say something to the example would be stop the corporate takeover of public access, or stop or just corporate access with the corporate part lined out. So if you've got questions about that, you can call area code 512-255-0993. That's 512-255-0993. Okay, another place to learn about Central Texas events, regardless of where you are in the country, you can go to the website bravenewbookstore.com, bravenewbookstore.com. There's only one S in that URL, bravenewbookstore.com, and they've got a list of all the events, or at least they try to keep up with almost every event. I don't know how they do it, but they've got it on that page. It's a little bit hard to load if you've got a dial-up connection. I don't know if you're even going to be able to load their MySpace page, but as a matter of fact, word out to you fellows out there at Brave New Books is on your MySpace page. You might want to kind of try to trim it down a little bit to try to make it easier for people with a dial-up connection to load, because I'm sitting here with a high-speed connection and I can't even get the page to load right now. It's so big and has so much information on it, which is great, but maybe there's a way to link over to the information that needs to be on there. Okay, I'm sure I'm missing quite a few events, because I was counting on Brave New Bookstore's website to read off more of the events. I know that on March 15th, Dr. John Breeding and Jack Blood will be putting on an event at Threadgills. And if you'll listen to Jack Blood's show on the other network, the infamous other network, I'm sure you'll find out more details about that. But that'll be a real important event, because Dr. John Breeding and his group is working real hard to stop electroshock in Texas and beyond. All right, folks, I don't have any guests lined up. I wanted to line up some guests, but due to all the activities over the past week, most of the folks that I wanted to have on the show are literally to poop to pop. So they're looking forward to another big week of activities at the state capitol on their issues with, like I said, 5 days before the deadline to get any bills filed. So they decided to take a day off, which that's okay because I think I can probably recap all of what's going on. But with that being said, I want to throw out the call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. Once again, the call-in number to the show tonight, 1-800-313-9443. I appreciate your calls. If you want to comment to about any of the events, if you were here in Texas or if you're all over, wherever you're at in the United States or the world, the reason we talk about local Central Texas issues here is to demonstrate as a template of what you can do in any state capital, wherever you're located. We need to get activity in all the state capitals in the union. If you're in Honolulu, if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, if you're in Oklahoma City, if you're in, you name it, every if you're in Little Rock, Arkansas, if you're in Santa Fe, New Mexico, if you're in a state capital, you need to get active on all these issues that are going on. I know the state of Maine has passed a resolution against the Real ID Act, which is something I want to discuss in more detail here shortly. Understanding that Montana is working on legislation, New Hampshire and Vermont. So we've got some states looking at the Real ID Act, which I want to go into in more depth here later on in the show. But that's another crunch that we're under here in Texas is we had two of us showed up yesterday at Brave New Books on the issue of the Real ID Act. Now, folks, we got the Real ID Act is supposed to go into effect in 2008. They're already having some problems, and we need to make sure and deliver more problems by trying to get some legislation here in Texas to stop the Real ID Act here at the state level. So, folks, David Hall and myself are the only ones working on this right now, and so I want to throw out the volunteer line number right now. Folks, it's area code 512-828-7240. That is 512-828-7240. We need a handful of volunteers to help David and myself get this done. We want to put together a little information packet about the Real ID, which, by the way, is a huge unfunded mandate. It's supposed to cost millions, I think in the hundreds of millions of dollars for the state of Texas to implement. So we've got that on our side, that it's a huge unfunded mandate. So, folks, call 512-828-7240. 512-828-7240. If you're not too tied down and you're not involved in a bunch of other groups or efforts right now and you've got some passion to stop the human identification chipping of the population, then give us a call at that number. Leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. We really want to get these little information packets delivered to the state capitol no later than Tuesday, because with Friday being the deadline to file any legislation, then we're really under the gun to get something done. And wouldn't it be something if in a 5 day, 6 day effort, we can actually get a bill in the House or Senate and or both, and maybe even get it passed, although Rick Perry probably would not pass anything like that. But nonetheless, we can send the message and fire the shot across the bow. All right, we've got our caller Chris in Oklahoma on line one, so let's go ahead and bring up Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call and thank you all for doing what you're doing down there. I'm calling from our Radio Free Oklahoma. We are on the air, and it's 107.1 here in Oklahoma City. We are taking a lot of notes, and you all are setting a great example for our activists up here. So just wanted to shout out to my friends. I know Jack very well, and along with some other folks with the other network. So keep up the good work, and we are, like I said, listening intently and trying to take get some good ideas from you all. Thank you very much.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you guys. So you're in the Capitol right there in Oklahoma City as well?
That's it. We are beaming our signal loud and clear only about 5 miles from the state capitol building, and we're located pretty much right in the central metro area. Cover about 70% of it, and there's over 800,000 people here in the Metroplex, and we estimate we're probably broadcasting from 14,000 to 18,000 people a day listen to the show, and we're trying to increase that. So you guys are setting the example for us, and it's great. Keep up the good work.
Well, that is awesome. Chris, tell us just how important, as hard as all these talk show hosts work, if you don't have that low power, I'll tell you what, Chris, I want you to hold on. We're going to go into break. I want you to hold on because I got a question for you that I want you to answer. All right, folks, we've got Chris on the line from Oklahoma. We're going to be talking about the low power FM in Oklahoma. and you're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It's March 4, 2007. We're on RBNLive.com. We'll be right back after the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're on the line with Chris calling from Oklahoma City. He's listening to Low Power FM up there. Chris, are you still on the line with us?
I am. Go ahead, Rich.
Tell us. You know, we've got a lot of hosts that work real hard. We've got a lot of people working real hard to get the information out. But tell us, in your view, how important that interface is, that user-friendly interface is with the Low Power FM.
It is extremely important. And I do want to thank Wes and some of my other colleagues, Mike, down there. I know there's been some changes, and I'd rather not elaborate on that right now. But it's important to keep RBN and GCN on, our Radio Free Austin. We are actually rebroadcasting your signal right now, and hopefully we'll be able to insert some of our local programming as time goes on, and we're almost ready to do that. But Low Power FM is extremely important. I can't even begin to tell you how many people walk up to me. I'm on the committee for Radio Free Oklahoma, and I've got about seven or eight colleagues, and they get feedback either through email or in person, and it's great to know that people out there listening to this. And we are the watershed, the forefront to the alternative media, for the alternative media against the mainstream media. And a classic example is the local papers and of course, Clear Channel and a lot of other networks in town. They just don't want to give the alternative, and that's where we come into play.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the things I've worked on is alternative media, cable access TV, internet, low-power FM. I mean, we've got to do it all. We've got to be masters of the alternative media. That's the only way we're going to be able to overcome the big-time corporate millions, billions, and trillions of dollars that are being waged in a war against the American people. So, Chris, I really appreciate you being there. One of the websites I want to recommend to you folks, you, Chris, and all the folks, not just in Oklahoma City, but all over the country, is a great networking website called meetup.com, meetup.com. Chances are there's like-minded people already signed up on 911 questions issues or impeach Bush issues or a variety of issues. Like I told, there was a couple from Cleburne here at Truth Seekers meeting Friday night. They were from Cleburne, Texas, and they're like, we can't find any like-minded people in Cleburne, Texas. And I said, well, you know they're out there. I know they're out there. It's just connecting the dots. It's connecting you together to where you can start meeting and multiplying your efforts together. And I told them to go to meetup.com. Just go to Cleburne. You can find Cleburne there through their website. It's kind of a little tricky to navigate, but once you learn it, you understand it. And then, if nothing else, just join the Republican or Democrat Party or both and start handing out DVDs, waking politically active people up.
Yes, sir. And if I may add, we have a local, a very prominent movie producer and director that's actually helping us host the station, the transmitter, and the towers. We're very proud to have them on board. And I used to live in Austin. I was there for 10 years, about 10 years ago, and lived there for 10 years. So I know all of these communities when you folks are broadcasting where everything is. It really has a nice local touch, but you're right. We have to get the low-power FM, even if it's only one in every city. That's better than none. So that's I'll let you go. I know you've got other callers probably on the line here. So thank you very much for all the work you guys are doing down there.
Well, Chris, thank you, and start organizing the folks there and start marching on that Capitol on all these issues. Thank you, Chris. All right. Folks, that's what we can do when we start working together. And all of us, I'd like to give a thank you to Wes, myself, for putting me on the air the past 3 weeks and getting me out broadcasted to at least some of the low-power FMs that are able to continue right now, because the last 2 or 3 weeks have been real important to what we've been doing. Let's go ahead and go to Margaret on line 2 here in Texas. Hello, Margaret.
Hi there.
Hi, Margaret.
Oh, it's good to show today, and it's good to hear from the people in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
And I'm in South Austin, and we have lost our connection for Radio Free Austin, and I'm just wondering what can be done to get that back up and running again.
Well, I just know there are people as we speak that are working to get things rolling back up again, so I really can't elaborate too much on that any further, but I know that there are things being done to get things going again.
Okay, and how is it that 96.3 is still able to broadcast?
Well, we've got some brave people out there that really believe in the movement, and that's what's going on.
Okay. Well, thanks for the courage, and thanks for all the hard work.
Thank you, Margaret.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Okay, folks, the call-in number, once again, is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. And, folks, we do have a lot of brave people that will be stepping up to take action on a variety of levels. And I tell you what, I think that the low-power FMs will probably, for all I know, bounce back bigger and stronger than ever, and that's what I predict will happen, and that's what needs to happen. At the Truth Seekers meeting Friday night here in Austin, we had Hank Gilbert come in as our speaker, and for those of you that don't know or are not familiar with Hank Gilbert, he was my guest last week. He ran for Agriculture Commissioner of Texas in this past election. He had 1.8 million votes. He did run as a Democrat, but he's really finding out what's up and what's going on. I personally hand-delivered to him last Monday night, which is there was a Monday night event. Now, I remember it. Monday night at the Union Hall at University of Texas, he spoke to a group of, I guess it was kind of small group, only 20 or 30 folks, but 20 or 30 leaders. When you're speaking to 20 or 30 leaders, you might as well be speaking to 20 or 30,000 people, because each of us could lead 1,000 people. So when you've got 20 or 30 leaders at Union Hall at University of Texas, it may not seem like a significant group, but believe me, Mr. Hank Gilbert and those out there in the audience, he was speaking to masses in that room, because those are the leaders here, just some of the leaders. We've got a bunch of leaders, all the leaders we have here. We had actually a couple thousand turned out as leaders on Friday, which I'll be talking more about True Seekers in a minute and the Friday event and the other events when we come back after this break. Once again, the calling number 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to Restoring the Republic on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves. It is Sunday, March 4th, 2007. About 6:33 Central Time. So if you're listening Sunday evening, 6:33 Central Time, March 4th, we're on live on the air. We're going to be taking plenty of calls between now and 8 p.m. Central. The phone number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. And we'll welcome your calls as soon as they come in. Okay. One of the things that people can take action right away and help spread the word out there and multiply your efforts in a big way is and help wake up your neighbors is go to rbnlive.com. Go to rbnlive.com and go to the homepage, and on the left side you'll see a button that says online store. It's right under the category of products and services. Right under the category of products and services, go to the online store, and when you click on that, it's going to take you to another page where you've got the online store. And you'll see a button there in the middle of the page that says shortwave radios. And when you click on that button that says shortwave radios, you'll scroll down. And the third item on the list, which if you don't have a shortwave radio, folks, This is part of your preparedness kit that you must have shortwave radio. There's an excellent selection of shortwave radios on rbnlive.com. So if you do not have a shortwave radio, or buy one as a gift for a friend or family member, relative, somebody that really needs to have shortwave, which is everybody, if they don't have one, maybe you should consider getting a gift for them. But one thing that you need personally and all of us need, especially if you have a computer, which that's the main use for it. Actually, you could use it with an MP3 player. You can use it with CD player. You can use it with a lot of anything basically that's got an earphone jack where you can plug in. But this, the one of the intended uses of this little FM transmitter, it's called C. Crane's Digital FM Transmitter. One of the best uses, in my view, is to plug it into your computer's audio output jack and transmit throughout your house and maybe even around your neighborhood just a little bit, a few feet, 100 feet or maybe 150 feet. You can transmit an FM broadcast and be able to listen to an FM radio in your house and listen to what you're streaming online, or if you're playing an archive, for example, one website. As a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it, you could go to, say, for instance, georgegordon.org, and you could go to his archives, navigate through his website to his archive page, and there's a series, an excellent series in January, called Bubble Quake. And you could play that archive from Bubble Quake. It's a seven-hour series. It's seven segments that are to that series, and you could have this transmitter beaming the FM transmission through your house, so you're not tied down to your computer. You could still sit there and listen to your computer speakers if you had a jack with double inputs, but if you didn't, that's okay, because I've got FM radios in every room in my house, and I can turn them all on and walk around and do my chores and do what I need to do and still listen to the FM radio, and this device makes that possible for you to do that in your house. So pick one up. They're not real expensive. They're only $69.95 plus $6 shipping and handling. While you're at it, you might want to order a shortwave radio, and for sure get some citizens' rule books and wake up your neighbors. If everything goes down, if it all hits the fan, and let's say you've got some preparedness items and your neighbors don't, they're going to be looking to you and possibly making you a target. So wake up your neighbors. All right, folks, we've got three callers on the line, so that's great. Let's take Mike Jones on line one. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Richard. How you doing?
All right. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
I got a page, and I figured you, somebody there wanted to talk to me. I didn't know I was going to go on the air.
No, it wasn't a page for me. I paged you earlier this morning, but I know it's like we're having a personal conversation here on the air. But did you have a question?
I didn't. I've been listening to your show, and I did want to tell the listeners in Austin that, yes, we are working on expanding the network and plan on getting this two or three more micros up to cover Austin and get some news stations out as soon as we can here within the next couple months. We're working on the network right now. We don't have the computers that we need to put out the feeds we'd like to, but we should have that within a week, and hopefully we'll be able to get a better program for our local listeners as we had before.
Well, I'd love to see that happen, and I think that will happen. And I don't know if you heard our caller from Oklahoma earlier, but I tell you, the importance of the interface, the user-friendly interface of the low-power FMs, has just been critical to making things happen in Central Texas and beyond. And I think in the future, even if we just have to have these little $69 Sea Crane radios that put out less than a watt, the transmitters rather, I think that what we just need to do is make sure that there's about 10 million of them all over the United States, beaming the broadcast 24/7, waking up people 24/7.
Well, I agree, and I can't help but think that there's not some small amplifier through one of these many companies that the listeners can pick up that would, you know, take that up to maybe 10 watts to where they could cover a couple mile area.
Rumor has it. I've been hearing about it.
So, you know, hopefully that'll be the case, but you know, the way I kind of look at it, if you're going to do it, if you're going to take the time to mess with it, you might as well put as much power out as you can and cover as big an area as you can, because we just don't have enough courageous listeners to put these up, you know, in every neighborhood. So some of us are going to have to pick up the slack and, you know, crank it up a little bit so we're covering, you know, a 4, 5, 10-mile area. at least.
Right. And that's another thing that I was starting to talk about that a little while ago with Hank Gilbert at True Seekers on Friday. He was talking about how that the communication amongst the rural folks works and how critical that is to make a change at the political level in the grassroots efforts in rural areas. Because I was looking at the Secretary of State's website after I talked to Hank Friday night, and I was looking at that, and I was looking how in the rural areas, traditionally they vote very Republican, which if you've got a constitutionalist like Ron Paul as your candidate, that's great. But we do need more folks to vote for the person, not for the party. And unfortunately, right now in the rural areas, you've got a lot of folks voting party and not necessarily looking at who's running. But
well, I agree. I would like to, while I am on the air, go ahead and put my phone number out, if that's okay, for people that have questions about low power, or for those people that in Austin that might be interested in putting up.
Well, I usually warn my audience all the time, have pencil and paper handy, so folks, go ahead.
Okay. Now, all I would ask, though, is that you keep your messages brief, because the last time I did this, my phone machine got filled up very fast. But you can reach me in Fredericksburg. The area code is 830-997-0339. And if you're interested, just call me, tell me, give me your a name and what you want. If you're interested in a low power, if you've got a location, keep it as brief as possible. I will be gone briefly during spring break, but if you don't hear from me, please call me back in 4 or 5 days and know that I will return your call. We're really busy right now trying to rebuild Radio Free Austin from things that have happened in the past, and just bear with us, folks. We're a little bit covered up right now.
Okay, throw that number out one more time, Mike.
Area code 830-997-0339.
Okay.
And you could probably, I guess you could give them the Austin number if they're calling.
Okay.
From the Austin area, your 828 number, is that right?
Volunteer line, it's for volunteers, 512-828-7240. That's, once again, 512-828-7240. Mike, you got anything else for us?
I can't think of anything right now.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Have a good
evening.
Appreciate it.
All right, we've got Randall in Texas on line two. Hello, Randall.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for everything y'all are doing with Radio Free Austin. And, yes, we've got a little bobble, a little bump in the road, but I'm listening over, near Highway 21 to 96.3. And I tell you, that's really nice to have that, and I wanted to thank you personally for all that you're doing to get that up, and as well as Mike Jones and just all the people. It just and you're right about Hank Gilbert. That I wish now that I would have taped that. I talked to him this morning. We're going to try to get a copy of the same talk and get it out on DVD.
I tell you, Hank made some awesome points, one of which that was pretty shocking, and I'd kind of heard it before, but when you have somebody like Hank Gilbert verify it, that's an actual cattle rancher, he basically said that most of the domestic beef that is raised here in the United States is shipped to high-end supermarkets and restaurants and exported, that the beef that you're going to buy in your regular middle-class supermarket, your suburban class market, or even in your places like HEB, et cetera, that beef is actually imported, and I was really surprised by that. Weren't you shocked by that comment?
Well, I was a little shocked, too, and at the same time, I should have known. I should have known better, because if you want good seafood, if you go to the Texas Gulf, you find crummy seafood, and you come inland, and that you ship it inland. That's where your better seafood is. Now, I learned that a long time ago, but I didn't know that about beef. So, it makes sense to me now that he mentions it. And one of the things that he mentioned, I think, is the key point, and that is that the corridor is the linchpin, that if we pull that pin, the whole thing is going to fall apart.
Well, I think a lot of the NAFTA agenda, the North American Union, does fall apart with that linchpin pulled out. But I know that I don't think that the agenda about the animal RFID and the Real ID Act and Federal Reserve, I think a lot of agendas will still continue on. So I hesitate to say that that would be the one thing that we could do that knocks out this system.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm not saying it'll all fall apart, I guess. But basically, it will wind up, it's waking a lot of people up. And I tell you another thing that's waking people up, and Perry's HPV ruling saying that all girls that are 10 and 11 are needing a vaccination to something that's not even proven, and it's only might affect 4 of 150 or 250 or something viruses. And you know, I think there's a lot of people who suddenly woke up to the thinking that, wait a minute, what is this guy doing? And whenever you find out that he's basically on the take, I mean, it's not, it's circumstantial evidence that his head of state was, and I'll say this for the benefit of those people listening outside of the state, he was, his chief of staff was, is now over to Merck, and somebody that used to be with Merck is now on his staff. Well, and as well as I think he got like an $8,000 campaign donation, and that's provable. Of course, we don't know what he's been promised on what we can't prove. But,
that's the thing I would say is that the report I heard was $6,000, and if it was $6,000 or $8,000 to Governor Perry, that Rick 39% Perry, that would be peanuts, the difference in that number. But I think that that $6,000 or $8,000 has just got to be the very tip of the iceberg. I mean, the iceberg is under the water and hasn't been seen yet with the amount of somehow follow the money trail that's involved. There's got to be way more than that involved.
Yeah, he's probably got a cattle ranch down in Paraguay, down there next to Bush.
That might be possible, I tell you. Well, the sooner that they can all go to Paraguay, maybe the better. But I tell you, now you mentioned that HPV vaccine that Rick Perry's trying to mandate on all the young girls here in Austin and in all of Texas, actually, is for you that have girls that are in that age range or even up through high school age. The last I heard is that law firm up in Dallas that's filing this lawsuit against Governor Rick 39% Perry is called Chaikin and Chaikin. And let me spell that out. It's C-H-A-I-K-E-N. C-H-A-I-K-E-N. That's Chaikin and Chaikin. And that's in Dallas, Texas. And if you just do a search engine, you open up your favorite search engine and search that, you can find the contact information for that outfit. So I've got the contact number, phone number, and all that, but I want folks that have some passion for the issue and initiative to follow up on that, because they are looking for plaintiffs in this case. That was my understanding.
Well, I'm working trying to get some in on that. I think that that's a good mark and to put against him. And then, of course, we can take that same credibility, let's say, that he is lacking and put that against the corridor and defeat that. And, you know, and this is not an issue. I mean, it is presently, but let me tell you, people out there, if you're in Oklahoma or if you're in Arkansas or, well, the whole corridor deal covers the entire United States, and the HPV vaccination will be in every state, and we need to defeat it here in Texas, and y'all need to start fighting it there before it even gets to that point and say, not hell no.
That's right, Randall. Randall, you have anything else to add or any questions?
I think that does it. Thank you so much for all you do, and we appreciate Radio Free Austin, and we're hoping that everything bounces back bigger and stronger and meaner.
That's right. That's what will have to happen. Randall, thank you very much there in here in Central Texas. Randall Mock puts on Truth Seekers here locally. He puts on a group called Truth Seekers now for probably about 4 years. I remember initially going to some of the meetings when it was just a handful of us showing up, and over the years we've had the big crowds, and than we've had smaller crowds, but nonetheless, we've always been consistent in having some good attendance at these True Seeker meetings, and that has become into a lot of the activism that we talk about here on the air. All right, well, we just had Dale drop off. Dale, I'm sorry we didn't get to you. Folks, that call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. All right. Actually, I know a lot of folks around the country are worried about the Trans-Texas Corridor and the North American Union that would help usher in should they prove to be successful in building the Trans-Texas Corridor. So, folks, some of the websites that you should go to and get on the email list so you can help participate in helping stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. One of them is called CorridorWatch.org, CorridorWatch.org. Get on that website and get on their email list. That website is created and run by Linda and David Stahl. I'm sure most of you folks that have been listening to the Patriot-related programming, you've heard David Stahl on many interviews before. And another website, which I'd like to talk about, and we'll talk about when we come back as well, but it's called TexasTurf.org, TexasTurf.org, and that's TexasTurf.org. You're listening to Restoring the Republic on RBNLive.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Welcome back to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we had Dale call back. So without further ado, I want to get to Dale here. Hello, Dale.
Hi, Richard. Just got a question for you. I thought I heard you thank Wes for something earlier in the show, and I'm kind of confused with this Radio Free Austin stuff. I mean, it seems that we need to be thanking Mike Jones and trying to get more towers up, and I've had terrible transmission all week long, as everybody else has, and we are really so committed and endowed to Radio Free Austin and trying to get the word out, and it seems like somehow it got hijacked, and there was a board, and now there's not, and everybody's scrambling around to try to get new towers up.
Well, Dale, I'll tell you, I guess I'm one of these Kool-Aid drinkers that somehow I think that we all need to coalesce and work together, and there's been a lot of people do a lot of work and effort over the past, and
yeah.
I think that that has to be appreciated and thought of, and we can't forget all the work and effort done by a lot of folks. So, I think that you're right, that Mike deserves a big thank you for all the work he's done and will continue to do, and I know that Wes and others are going to keep on working just as hard, whether they work together separately, who knows, but they're going to keep on. So one way or another, you know, we're going to persevere, and we just all need to work together, because there's not enough of us already, and if we split up and don't try to compliment each other's work, then we end up not getting as much done. So either way, we're going to win this. But if we work together can work together, we're gonna do it that much quicker.
I think we're a much stronger force when we work all together, don't you think?
Absolutely. I've been accused of being a Kool-Aid drinker, and so that's just my problem, I guess, is I've been drinking too much of this positive Kool-Aid.
Well, you're not a Kool-Aid drinker, because I so do appreciate your show, and you really do get the message out to all the people and let people know when various events are happening and where they need to go and what they need to do. And basically, that's really what we need. We've got to get the word out, but we've got to get this Radio Free Austin stuff straightened out so that everybody can turn into their, you know, radio station and be able to pick it up, not have to worry about being on shortwave or buying something else to be able to get it. But we got to get more towers up. So
that's right. Well, I think
who's trying to get more towers up? I mean, is it Mike Jones is the guy that's trying to get more towers up, right?
Well, I think him and there may be some others as well that I'm not aware of, but I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if there's more efforts being made as we speak. And I'm not aware of any others right this second, but anyway, it'll happen, and my thing is we've got to be masters of the alternative media, whether it's low-power FM or these little bitty FM transmitters that you can hook onto your house and wake up your neighbors four or five doors away, or Internet. As a matter of fact, we've got a guy now that's putting out a little newspaper. So I tell you what, we've just got to be masters of the alternative media. We got to, you know, we get hit by their media in every way, from every direction, TV, radio, newspaper, you name it. So we just got to fire on all cylinders back, and that's the plan that I have, and that's what I'll be working on, is to create and help kickstart and keep every form of alternative media going that's possible. That's what I'm about there.
Well, and you do it very, very well, and I want to thank you very, very much.
Well, Dale, I appreciate it. We're about to go to break, and folks, I was talking about the website, TexasTurf.org. That is one of Terry Hall's websites. She's down in San Antonio. Her other website is SanAntonioTollParty.com, SanAntonioTollParty.com. And be sure to check out TexasTurf.org. And what that stands for is Texans United for Reform and Freedom, TexasTurf.org. All right, folks, we're on live March 4th, 2007. You're listening to Restoring the Republic. I'm your host, Richard Reeves, and we're going to go to break here. You're listening to RBNLive.com. We'll be right back after the break.